Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to answer the internet questions culled from the world of internet culture by the Barstool Sports Gang. Put in a board game and then on an app for those who will inevitably ask, hey, where you get those questions from? Some of them a little more aggressive than the ones that I share on the air. 1-800-947-3979. Call or text. You can email idiots at freebeerandhotwings.com. All right, who would like to go first? Choose wisely.
I'll go.
Kelly, you get to choose between a sum of money and world peace. How much money would it take before you would go, all right, that's too much money for me. Screw world peace. I want this dough. Or is there no amount?
No, I don't really care about world peace.
Wait, when you say world peace, do you just mean countries aren't going to be fighting other countries? Or...
Yeah, can they still be cruel to their people?
Yeah, no, or, I mean, or is like, everybody like literally like...
Yeah, is there still division within our country about politics and stuff like that?
Or is it like a Coca-Cola commercial from the 70s?
Ooh,
like,
yeah.
Like to make the like world that. A Coke and...
Mm. Yeah.
With, live in harmony.
Polar bears are dancing.
Right.
Yeah. Because if you're just talking about wars being, you know, called off.
And it, you know, and also, what's the duration? If it is world peace, is it like forever world peace or what's, like this week?
What's that card say?
It says that it's whatever you want it to be. No.
I think you got from America.
Yes. I think the problem is I find the idea of someone behind a curtain offering you any amount of money you want to end world peace more plausible than world peace.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I think I would take like, I don't know, a couple billion. And then that way, you know, you could save Hawaii and you could end homelessness. And then you could just be really selfish with the rest of it.
So
okay,
so take care of your own. Take care of a recent tragedy that affected people.
I'm American, so I'm taking care of America. The rest of the world take care of themselves.
I mean, honestly, you'd be kind of doing a lot of people a disservice by achieving world peace. Think about all the defense contractor people that would be out of work.
Yeah, why doesn't anyone think of them?
And all of the suppliers.
Think
and
of
all
the defense contractors.
There's so many.
But the defense of the peace, the DOP. People,
you wouldn't need it. You got peace,
but
just
then
everyone's just walking around skipping.
But there's always a reason to have uniforms that people want to march in.
I mean, maybe uniforms are cool.
Maybe I would ask for all of the money on Earth, and then with the world peace, I would also be their king.
Oh, and then
I could buy them things.
Yeah, you couldn't fund wars if you didn't have any of the money.
Yeah, I'll make sure peace stays.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe a couple $1 million would be fine.
I'll kill a guy if he won't be peaceful.
It's like peacemaker.
I will. Yeah, I will. Keep peace with an iron fist, ruling on a whim, based on my mood. I will be Jimmy Fallon at the Tonight Show. Mm-hmm.
And
rich
all of my
and doing whatever I want based on how I feel in the moment.
You know, some crying rooms, too.
Why would we need crying rooms? Well, the world's at peace and filled with bliss because I told them to be happy.
Oh, that's
sometimes
right.
Crying feels so nice, though.
Yeah, it's a good cry.
If you were murdered, who would be the most likely suspect? Pass.
Really? You gonna pass on that? Dang.
Yeah.
Probably my little brother Craig. Just
you
kidding.
Think Craig is the most?
No, I don't think that at all. Probably an
he
animal.
Felt a little sketchy
that would kill
in
me
Nashville.
In my sleep, honestly. I feel
That's not murder.
Be your cat.
Oh, yeah, that's not murder. You can't put an animal in jail. Mm-mm. Dang it.
Tell that to those dogs in those Sarah McLachlan sad commercials. They look pretty jailed.
They do look so sad.
I've been so drunk when I said that. I mean, I'm not.
Sarah McLachlan dog.
Here's a guy. All right, let's try this one. Okay. Steve, you're a time-traveling soldier.
Oh, right.
Oh, you man.
Well, no, I take it back. You're time-traveling you.
Oh, that decided.
But you have to go back
cool.
and fight in a war.
Oh.
In either the Middle Ages Braveheart era, the Revolutionary War, or World War I trench warfare.
Oh.
Which do you pick?
Oh, Braveheart era.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I'm not going to get...
Do you like the wind on your balls? Like no. what?
Well, I'm not going to get shot or blown up, at least.
Yeah, it's easier to run away.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, Steve chose Braveheart for the fashion choices. Yeah. I really want to wear a skirt in a war.
I like having blue paint on my face.
Yeah.
It seemed like a really fashionable
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it was a sweet movie.
World War I, you just chill in a trench and do Wordle.
Oh, God.
Watch TikTok.
No, that one seems so funny.
Oh, do I get to go back with my technology?
Tech? Yeah, I assume it still works.
No, I'm still doing Braveheart.
In that case, I'm taking a big gun. I mean,
yeah. You chose your phone to go back for Braveheart?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
Oh, my God, my TikToks are going to go viral. Meanwhile, Howings has got, like, an assault rifle, and he's just plowing them down.
Like, all right, this is going to be quick work.
Yeah, everyone's going to be so confused. Yeah. What is that? Like, oh, it's my peace stick is to ensure that everyone is happy.
That's right.
Come close and look.
Yeah.
Yep.
Maitland.
Yes.
Would you rather... that you have access to an exclusive porn site with any video of anyone you want having sex, celebrity or anyone else, or a fantasy factory where you could make any product you can think of.
Wow. Fantasy factory.
Yeah.
All day.
Who wouldn't choose fantasy factory?
Wait, the porn site. Are they? Is the porn site the videos that I'm getting like good quality?
Yeah.
Like full produced.
Well, no.
Good
like,
lighting.
Like if you wanted a
all the
video
right,
of...
All the right spots are mic'd.
No, it's got that 90s cable fuzz to it.
Mm. Well, it's like iPhone
Factory. It's like when I was a kid and I would try to watch boobs on the CBC coming across from Canada.
God, it is hard to, you know, really amusement park yourself while you're adjusting the tracking on a VCR.
It was such a drag.
Well, and sometimes the fantasy, like the imagination of somebody doing that, is better than the actual.
Yeah. Plus, you have a fantasy factory where you can make
right.
anything,
and
so
you, just
you
make
can just
porno.
Make the porno of right. the person that you want to see.
Absolutely.
There we go.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean,
yeah.
Exactly.
Would it still be on videotape?
It could be on anything.
Yeah.
If you've got a fantasy factory
fantasy
right now.
Make.
Yeah. You can put it on a laser disc if you want.
Yeah.
Call up Rob Dyrdek. He'll help you.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He's tight.
Yeah. We'll show about that.
Let's
yeah,
make moves.
Making moves.
Howings,
yeah.
You have to choose one movie franchise to watch for the rest of your life. Anytime you turn on a movie, it's one of those. What is it?
Oh, Marvel. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, there's like 50 of them.
Like, I'm not going to choose something where there's only three or two.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Independence Day, guys. That's the one.
Hot dog.
I want the old one and the new one.
Airplane and Airplane 2.
Hot dog and Hot dog 2.
Yeah, no. The Marvel Universe, yeah.
Rad and Radder. Was there a follow-up?
No, there wasn't.
Rad, yeah, wasn't it like Double Dutch Rad?
Yeah.
They were on their BMX bikes, but jumping rope.
Because,
you know, you had to ramp it up. You know?
Maitland, what'd you just say?
I said, Ratatouille. They Rad cook on bikes.
That was where a French mouse told him how to ride bike fast.
Yeah.
Hot Wings, would you rather all of humanity be able to breathe underwater
ooh.
Or fly?
Ooh.
Oh, simple.
Oh, man.
I think it's simple, but I bet I don't agree with you, Steve.
I think there's a lot of unintended consequences if 8 billion people can all fly overhead. So I'm going to say breathe underwater. Solves drownings, and you get to see some cool stuff.
And we'll know what it's like to eat straws.
Yeah, to end up coming up with a straw up your nose.
Cans.
No, I'm flying. Yeah.
No, I mean, I would want to fly, but it's do I want everyone else to be able to fly?
I'm with hot wings.
Now they're hovering around my backyard all the time. You know those paparazzi.
Be fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be annoying.
You don't even want everyone who can drive to drive, I bet, when you're on the road. You're like, get off the road, stupid.
That'd be super annoying.
No more traffic jams?
Yeah, but people would be, there'd be so many people. Think about an area where, like New York, where there's a large population. You'd never see the sun. It would be all bodies in the air all the time.
I don't go there.
If they're in the water, you can't see them.
I like that Steve said no more traffic jams. And I was like, also no more drowning, which I guess could be good for people.
Yeah. I would prefer no drowning.
Yeah.
If I don't have to worry about my kids.
If I had to worry about, if I could eliminate drowning or traffic jams.
I wish there were more traffic jam guards instead of all those lifeguards.
I would eliminate traffic jams.
Kelly.
Yes.
Would you rather go blind? When you wake up tomorrow morning, you wake up blind or wake up and realize that all of your sex parts have been replaced by Barbie-like sex parts. Just flat.
So it's just...
It's just a smooth plastic spot.
Okay. I think I'm going to go blind.
Yeah, Kelly, you're going to wake up flat tomorrow. Imagine what that would be like.
Actually, yeah, now that you put it like that, Steve, I'll just keep on living my life.
It'd be like that time I left a candle burning on my belt buckle and I fell asleep.
I'm sweaty.
That's the hormones. Yeah.
Are they growing? Finally?
I must increase my bust.
Oh, my God.
My bust. When was the last? Who's the youngest woman to legitimately use the term, my bust?
My bust.
My bust. My bust, my bust.
Like,
my lovely lady bust.
That?
I don't
bust
know.
Bust size. So rude.
I think my mom might be the youngest.
Mm. I remember that from a Brady Bunch episode.
Really?
Yeah, whoa. I think Jan was trying to make her boobs bigger. It was, I must increase my bust.
That was a line on that? Racy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. But that little hand motion that you just did where your elbows are out and then you're pushing, people really did tell you when you were flat-chested and young that if you did that, it would help.
Like you're creating pectoral muscles.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. If you make your pecs bigger, then I guess technically your boobs are bigger.
Who told you that?
Every flat-chested girl has been told that. Trust me and Maitland.
I learned it from the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. And Howie knows too.
I'm still trying to make mine bigger.
I think it also was in like, are you there, God? It's me, Margaret. The book all our moms made us read.
I believe that.
That's
dear God,
sad.
I'm praying while doing my chest exercises for my breast to be bigger.
I need some jugs.
Please make my bust size bigger.
Need some jugs. Maitland, this seems like one you would be most equipped to handle. How do Siamese twins masturbate?
Very carefully.
Together.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything
pretty obvious.
Oh, no, they have those toys that have like multiple parts to them.
Yeah, I assume just like anybody else, fold a pillow in half and squat on it.
Depends on where they're connected, though.
That is true, too. Well, if they have individual flat parts.
Steve, this next one calls out to you in the same way that Siamese masturbation did Maitland.
Okay.
What athlete would you choose to be your college roommate? Isn't that so Steve?
Yeah.
So not what athlete would I choose to be, but just which
no. Who
one?
Do you want a room with?
LeBron, I guess.
Good luck. He didn't even go to college.
Oh man,
stupid.
Nice job living alone, stupid. That's what we're getting today.
We just do this all morning.
We might.
We can.
We might. Yeah.
Kelly, this one's for you. Would you rather be able to have sex with any 5 out of 10 people you see for a year or get to do a professional wrestling powerbomb to whoever you want, whenever you want, for 1 year?
Yes.
That'd be pretty good.
What's a powerbomb?
To the powerbomb.
I believe that's the one where you pick them up and hold them with their arms out flat and then drop them down like
Kane. Isn't there crotch in my face the whole time?
Ugh. What? What's a powerbomb?
Yeah, I think it's
probably
like
might be right.
Sitting on someone's
shoulders. So it's kind of like sex, too.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're sitting on the wrestler's shoulders and then slammed to the ground.
I still want to do that. I want to do that to anybody. You haven't allowed to do it to anybody for a whole year?
Yeah.
I'm taking so many old people down.
You think it's the olds that need it?
Yes.
Oh, time to send you over the Rainbow Bridge, Grandpa.
You ain't had action like this since 1979.
Enjoy being where you are for 1 second, because it's about to hurt.
You better have hip problems.
I'm about to bring the pain. Yeah.
Maitland, would you rather wear shoes always, shoes that are one size too small, or clothes that are one size too small?
Shoes.
I'd go shoes, too.
Some of them can stretch.
Yeah.
Depending on the material.
But I don't want to be uncomfortable everywhere else all the time.
Yeah.
I'll be going for some Chinese foot binding in that case.
Mm-hmm. That's my shoes right now, I think, are like a half size too small.
Oh, your little toes are so crunched.
I was almost crying on my way to work today.
Oh, no. Oh,
wow. Are these new shoes, or do you have them and you put them back in the closet every time and go, they'll get better next time?
That.
I've done that.
They're ones that I'm just like, they'll stretch. They have to.
They'll stretch.
They must.
I do that. I'll be like,
with
hey.
Zero input from me.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Next time I take them out.
See you when I forget how much I hated this.
Yep.
Right? I've been there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save